us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks, where the timeless truth of God's Word meets the pressing questions of today. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're a longtime listener, we're thrilled to have you join our community. Here at The Bible Speaks, our mission is to delve deep into the Scriptures, offer insights, encouragement, and wisdom to guide you in your daily walk with Christ. Each episode is crafted to enrich your understanding of the Bible and to inspire your faith through thoughtful commentary, engaging discussion, and heartfelt prayers. Our aim is to provide you with practical applications of biblical teachings that are relevant to your personal challenges and opportunities. On Sunday, we began a conversation on the principles of effective prayer. And for the balance of the week, I'm going to take five different principles that we can discuss in the hope that we can help you make your prayer life more effective and more pleasing to God. So with that, today we are going to look at praying with thankfulness. And the scripture that we are going to base this on is Psalm 136, verse 1, which reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Thankfulness in prayer is an acknowledgement of God's continuous goodness and sovereignty over our lives. By giving thanks, we recognize and affirm that every good thing we have received has come from God, which is found in James chapter 1, verse 17. This acknowledgement not only honors God, but also reminds us of his omnipotent and benevolent nature, reinforcing our faith and trust in him. When we start our prayers with gratitude, we set the tone for our interactions with God, focusing on his capability and generosity rather than just our needs. Thankfulness shifts our perspective from what we lack to what we have, fostering a positive spiritual attitude that transcends our current circumstances. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, instructs believers not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. The peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gratitude in prayer helps mitigate anxiety and worry by focusing our minds on God's past faithfulness and provisions, which in turn cultivates peace and contentment. Gratitude deepens our relationship with God by developing a heart of worship that transcends the transactional nature of request-based prayer. It helps us appreciate God not only for what he does, but for who he is. The deeper appreciation strengthens our connection to God, enhancing our communication with him and making our prayer life more relational rather than merely functional. A thankful attitude in prayer demonstrates our readiness to see and receive further blessings. It reflects a trusting heart that is open to accepting God's will, whether or not it aligns perfectly with our desires. By being grateful, we acknowledge the sufficiency of God's grace in our lives, and we maintain an open posture toward the way He chooses to work, which can include unexpected blessings and opportunities for growth. Thankfulness is an act of humility. It requires recognizing that we are not self-sufficient. We need God's continuous support and blessings. This alignment not only enhances the effectiveness of our prayers, but also molds us into more Christ-like individuals. Brothers and sisters, I thank you again for joining me today, and I look forward to our discussion on tomorrow. And until then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Coming.